Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast. In this episode, we're going to be sharing our thoughts on Monsters, Inc., which was something that we thought with the new series coming to Disney Plus in July, it was a great opportunity to go back and take a look at this classic Pixar movie. I watched it just a few days ago, and it was the kind of thing of like, I think I've seen this movie so many times. But watching it back, I do think it has been a while since I've watched it. And I did just have a look at them. I mean, this is 20 years old now. And one of the first things that stood out to me is like, I actually think this one holds up extremely well in terms of how it looks. It doesn't seem to have aged very much in terms of how it looks. There's some things I don't know if they necessarily would have made those choices to how they would have presented some of it now. But I was just quite impressed with like how well it's aged. But more importantly, you know, they're such great characters, and they can see why Disney, you know, this was the first project they announced for Disney Plus was this Monsters at Work. Yeah, Monsters at Work series. And it's just like, you know, I'm really excited to dive more into, because we've had the Monsters, you know, we've had some shorts and we've had Monsters University, but we've never really gone past what happened after what they did. And it kind of, I think it really brought my excitement level up for this animated series now, was having watched this movie going, oh, how is this all going to work? Is it a bit like they're obviously going to need some kind of foil or something to give some kind of interest? But I really enjoyed watching it back again. And I'm looking forward to watching Monsters University as well for an upcoming episode, because we thought, well, why not just do both? But yeah, I was just really impressed with them. What about you going back and watching it?
So from the story's perspective, I really enjoyed it. Like you have seen it many, many times, but not recently, probably not in like 10 years or more. So it wasn't exactly brand new, but there were a lot of little tiny bits that I'd forgotten, including Sully's great silent act pantomime from when he thinks Boo is getting crushed up in the trash compactor, which is frankly something that I think film students need to watch, because that is just a fantastic sequence. I'm less impressed with the technical aspects of it. Like, especially, what am I looking for? The texturing on the environments has not aged well. The whole sequence in that ice cave with the Abominable Snowman, it's like, wow, this looks like a student film project. I mean, granted, 20 years ago, it was top of the line. And now, I mean, I was watching, I was like, this looked better in Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, which isn't to say it's bad. Like, it was really impressive. I know that Sully's fur was a huge technical achievement at the time. And you get like the little ice particles when Mike is throwing snowballs at him, which looks great. But there are definitely parts of it where he's like, oh, yeah, limits of the technology at the time. And I'm just like, yeah. But the storytelling holds through all the way. Fantastic writing. The actors and actresses were great. I've forgotten how much I loved Roz, actually. She's
just great. You.
Always watching. Yeah.
I think, as you said, the story is so strong, it holds up. And that's the important thing with any of these kind of animated movies. You know, the animation can change, can kind of, and I think that's always the problem with CGI and computer stuff, is it can age. It's some things age better than others. Sometimes actually the simpler they are, the better it looks long term. And I think, like, I thought like Mike and Sully stood out, like that was fine because a lot of effort had been put into them. Maybe like the backgrounds, I wasn't maybe paying as much attention to that. But like you say, it's all the side stuff that's going on around them. I think the characters still kind of hold up. And like I said, the story, but then you go back and you look at like Toy Story, which is only a few years before this one. I mean, the dog in Toy Story compared to the, it was just like, oh, they couldn't even do fur at the time. So just having fur was massive.
Yeah. So the dog in Toy Story is not, but the actual kids in this, other than Boo, you look at them, you're like, oh, that's some nightmare fuel there. It's not the monsters that are scary. It's those little kids. They look, not even Uncanny Valley. You're like in the Uncanny Marianas Trench kind of thing going on right here. It's like, yeah, we've come a long way in 20 years. Because then you look at something like, not even Soul, something from just a handful of years ago. good dinosaur. Look at look at the kid in Good Dinosaur. And you're like, oh yeah, he looks great, especially compared to these guys.
Boo, at least I think Boo works because she was quite simple, and also keeping her in the monster costume for most of it helps as well hide that. But yeah, like the mannequin doesn't look much more.
It looks like a mannequin.
But yeah, I really like with Randall and stuff being the main villain, and I like the fact as well of like, you know, can you watching it back of going, because Randall always been like pushed as the kind of the villain of it, but then you look up and go, well, he was just doing his job. He was doing what his boss had asked of him. He's a bit sneaky with it. And there was a little bit over the top. But there was the fact that, like, Mike, they're going, oh, you've done this. And like, Randy's like, what are you talking about? I'm not, it's like, I don't care about the, you know, they're already onto something. But yeah, I just really enjoyed watching Bang. Like you said, it could be 10 years since I've seen it. And I mean, I've seen, you know, the attractions at the theme parks, and, you know, they've become a massive part of like Disney as a whole. And just watching this back was like, yeah, this is exactly what you needed ahead of the new show arriving. I think, and I would almost say, if you are going to watch the new show, watch this again. Make sure, you know, if you've not watched it in a while, this is the perfect timing to kind of go back and check up on it. But what else kind of caught your eye from this movie?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about Randall as well and the whole villain plot. That was actually one of the weaker parts of the story. And a lot of it's because from the perspective of the monsters, maybe except for Sully and Mike, the idea of abducting kids and you know, stealing their screams, as it were, is like, I don't think the monsters would be totally horrified at that idea. It's like, we need the power. Literally, we need the power. It's what is powering the city. And they didn't know about the laughing thing. All you need to do to undercut that is the laughing thing. And that's what it is at the end of the movie. But you're like, I don't think they would be horrified at this. The thing they'd be horrified at is bringing kids into Monstropolis and the danger involved, you know, the outbreak. They'd be like, whatever, we need the power. Yeah, we don't like kids to begin with. Just stick them in the machine.
It's kind of weird because, like, the monsters in some way, because they're so, like, unmonsterish, aren't they? They are all quite, like, placid, just like, well, yeah, we know, all nicely friendly. Is like, you know, and children, you know, scaring children doesn't really mean anything because I don't, it's like they haven't really, it's like what gets me is like, well, why does a door, how does a door work? Is it a technical thing? Is it a magic? It's like, I was just sitting there, they're just running in and out of doors. And I'm like, how does it work? And I went, they never explained it. It's like, you just accept it and move on.
No, it is very important that you just accept it and move on. Especially the final sequence when they're just randomly jumping through doors and just magically happen to find like the one door in Nepal that has a monster. It's like, how did he know? I didn't even know. And
finding that one flat in, you know, Paris that has the perfect shot of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, it's like, don't think about it too hard. It is one of the Pixar movies that falls apart very quickly if you think too hard about it. Cars being another one, things like that. You're just like, wait, just accept it. How does this work? How do they not know these things? You know, have they never accidentally walked into the room while, you know, the parents are there? Is like, there's you can't think about it too. You just go with the flow of it. I mean, actually, when you get down to it, a lot of the early Pixar movies are like, just don't think too hard. Toy Story is a big one.
Yeah,
it's like, but it's fun. It's enjoyable. If you let the movie carry you along, it's a good time. And it holds up even 20 years later.
Yeah, very good. Really enjoy it. It's definitely, I still think it's in the top tier of Pixar movies. I still think it's like, you know, in that top range. I still think it was better than Monsters at University. I think we're going to be rewatching.
We'll talk about that another time. I agree with that though.
Yeah. But nevertheless, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Monsters Inc. in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Patreon and YouTube channel members get early access to these episodes before everyone else. They also get to contribute into some of the ideas of what we watch. But let us know in the comments below what you think, and we shall see you guys soon. Laters.